And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, we're going to be talking in the third hour today about my trip to Orlando for the Libertarian Party. Well, that's going to we're going to be staying at John McAfee's condo. You know, he said if I would go, that I would not be disappointed, that I need to go. I need to go because it'll be a party. And he's all excited about, you know, it's going to be the whoa, what is wrong with camera one? Camera one, two, camera one. Yeah, we'll get it in a little bit. So what we're going to go ahead and do is we'll go ahead and take advantage of this opportunity, because he said if I was not satisfied that he'd refund my airline ticket. And I go, okay, better be charming, because damn it, I'll hold you to that. And I don't know if I got to be able to get a room. And he goes, you can stay at my condo. Well, I like to be at the hotel where you can get to. He goes, we got transportation. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And I'm like, okay, so let's go do that. So the first thing I did is I called Daryl Perry. And I said, hey, brother, you know, I'm sure McAfee will get his tokens to be able to speak on the C-SPAN debate. So I want to make sure that you get that. You got my token, man. We'll make sure, you know, I will help make sure you get enough tokens that you get to do the debate. Because you got to get like 10% of it. It could be from 80 to 100 and something. So we're doing that. Then we have first round of voting for the got my vote. And then, you know, I'm unbound. You know, so it's going to be, it'll be interesting to see what happens. You know, that John knows, McAfee knows this and so on, but he's really excited. He was bolstered by, he believes that he did really well in the Las Vegas debate that was done by Penn Jillette in Las Vegas. And I watched the whole thing. You know, let's put it this way. John McAfee would out-Trump Trump on Twitter. I mean, it was, and the videos that he has done already have been co-let life live. That is his slogan, and man, it's just, he's got the right attitude, and the next generation of this will launch libertarianism as cool. And I'm telling you, the LNC and these guys, it's just not cool enough. And it's just, they're just, you know, where's your tie? And I'm going, okay, so I've been waiting on this. We'll see what happens. You know, John, it'll be entertainment. You know, he's got the right attitude towards the whole damn thing, in my opinion. But Daryl Perry has definitely got the philosophy going on, and they like each other. And I think Daryl's like, yeah, you know, it's second choice. So I'm going, okay, so we're going to have some fun. What we're going to do today is in the second hour, that's the third hour. We got it open. We'll talk about every little old thing. Then the second hour, Joni Leckie, she's a nutritional and supplement, organic whole food kind of, you know, product thing. We've known her for years, and she was all excited. I'm sure it's some multi-level whatever. And I told her, I don't want to talk about that. You know, what I want to talk about is the product itself and so on. And we'll talk about the Monsanto march that we were at Saturday. She was there. And she's a Ron Paul activist from back in the day and so on. We'll just yak it and talk about what happened at the event. So that'll give us an opportunity to do that. And in exchange, she gets to talk about her new thing. And in the first hour, we're going to be going back to Vince Edwards. Vince Edwards, he's... It's a land use thing in Colorado. He got a little bit of, you know, nothing out in the middle of the nothing, and made a deal with the landowner up there, got a plot, and he's up there and just living, let life live, man. I mean, it's just, you know, not bothering anybody. But you got a permit for that. And what we just found out is that Colorado governor did sign a law saying that when the Lord done rain upon you, you're allowed to keep it. In Colorado, man, it rained on your property. You are not allowed to stop its running of where the heck it's not yours. And they finally just, you know, enough people. I tell you, if I bitch about something enough, they will make a change. So that's changed. Now, he's just recently had a hearing. We've been walking him through this process of the man saying, you're not allowed. And we're going to get the latest update. Vince, how are you? I got you there, Vince. Is it on? I got you, Vince. Vince. All right, go ahead and try and get him back.
I'm going to need about two more minutes, Ernie.
All right, chill.
Okay.
All right, I'll be right. I'll kill it, you know, with something. All right. Well, we'll get him after the first break. Well, that's cool. We get to talk about what I want to talk about. There is on the site over the weekend, we were real busy and doing a lot of stuff. We had a lot of stuff, throwing some stuff up there and get some stuff. And we've done a lot of modifications. I don't know from your standpoint, but certainly from editorial use of the site, it's changed a little bit. And we're working on, you know, we keep making better, better, better. Well, it's all in preparation for the next internet. This is, I keep emphasizing this, and I know people, yeah, you know, that sounds right. Yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, I'm glad, you know, I know how it is. It's like, yeah, you know, you've been talking about, yeah, that'd be cool if that happened. Yeah. I don't think people understand the ramifications of a decentralized internet. And it's really, I've been looking at, there's a new program, an effort that I'm paying attention to that's using Ethereum called DAO. You know, DAO, the Distributed Autonomous Organization, whatever. It's like, you know, what we've been screaming about. And it's another effort to do exactly that. And I'm really interested in how they've already raised almost $200 million. At last I looked, it was like 170 or something like that. And it was just, you know, oh, I'm sorry, did that get your attention? So what they're doing is you're buying tokens with Ether, which is the Ethereum money, the cryptocurrency. And when you purchase that, what happens is it gives you a vote. And the way I need it to have it understood more, Alma and Baby Neo came down from the ranch, Adam Kokesh's farm up north, which is why I wanted to talk to Vince also. They're kind of in the same thing in different states and, you know, thou shalt not be free and where's your freedom permit kind of crap. And one of their volunteers there is named Donovan, really smart guy, and he wanted to put to practice some of his ideas on, you know, compost toileting and kitchen building and tire whatever and went up there and just be, you know, hard labor and contribute. But he also, one of the big things, he's a supercomputer nerd, and he's like, hey, man, I need good Wi-Fi and freaking power and, you know, all this, you know, civilization thing so I can do my 8 to 10 hours a day of computer work. So they got to work that out for him or he's going to freaking jones up. So what they're going to go ahead and do is, you know, try and that's one of the first things is communication. See, that's one of the things that we're doing for Jackalope. We want to make sure that people understand that, you know, there it's worth money to me and for us to have communication, energy, food and water, usability, you know, storage, hauling something, and medical, and you know, there's a lot of little things like the, you know, transportation. You know, it's just a lot of these little categories, and we had a big meeting right after Jackalope last year. And I committed that I would put forth some money to try and encourage this. I got to be really careful, though, because we do it at Jackalope. Well, then it's like starting to become an event, not just camping. So you got to be careful how you organize or promote this kind of stuff. But people are excited, and they want to, you know, bring their goodies. Well, this is the kind of thing you need when you're, you know, Lone Prairie living. You know, Vince Edwards probably, you know, have something to say about it. So we'll go ahead and get caught up with Vince Edwards and his Colorado adventure.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you...
Dude!
They're about to hop out here, man.
Hop out what?
I'm going to hop out of the vehicle I'm getting a ride to court in.
Are you going to court again today?
Yep, going to court at 8:30, man.
All right, you know, you gotta give me, you know, skip to the end, what's going on and how and why and the result of will be, so,
yeah,
you know.
I got time until 8 o'clock, you know, I can be on until 8 o'clock and then, you know, I gotta be in court for 8:30, that's all. I'm gonna get out right here in about 2 seconds, I'm gonna get out and then walk and talk and it'll be quiet, so.
All right, we'll be back about 3 minutes.
You got it, man.
This year, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage Daily Precious Metals Update. In early trading Monday, gold is down $9 at $1,244 per ounce. Silver is 20 cents lower at $16.38 per ounce. Bitcoin is currently trading at $440. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has been helping customers buying and selling precious metals for nearly 40 years. How can we help you? Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co.
LRN.fm is proud to announce our official listening apps for Android and iOS devices. Now you can easily tune into our streams anywhere, anytime on your smartphone or tablet. Just visit apps.lrn.fm or search for LRN.fm in the Android or Apple app stores. Please download, rate us 5 stars, then share the link on your social media and let your friends and family know how you're listening to LRN.fm. Download it now, free, at apps.lrn.fm.
Rhodes, it's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Sure as hell aren't any roads. You get up the Lone Prairie of wherever Vince Edwards is in Colorado. This is what's going on. Donovan came and he was really excited about talking about DAO, D-A-O, and where Donna's working on getting hold of him, and Vitalik Buterin from Ethereum, I'm sure, knows about these guys, so she's hooking up with him. And it's the future is going to provide the decentralization of everything. And there's just so, and this one, the way I get it is you join it, and you have a token that are only available for like a few days more. I mean, you got to get some Ethereum, which I have some, and buy a token, and it kind of diminishes how many you can get as time goes on. And that is your vote to where it's kind of like an instant kickstart. And the kickstart, we invested $170-something million so far, or some ridiculous amount, and you vote. And you go, okay, this is what I want to work on. This is what I want you guys to develop. This is one, you know, it's kind of a, you know, democracy of tech. And I'm going, I need to know more about this because there is so much coming. And the reason this is important is it eliminates a whole bunch of government. It's like, this is what I'm paying for you to do. This is all you can do. And we did it and nobody needs to enforce, kind of starts getting taken. That's one of the big promotions that John McAfee is doing in his campaigning. There is a virus in our system, and he goes through and makes a 5-minute period. The virus is force. So we're dealing with this on a regular basis. When your feet touches the ground, your ground, you're there. What can I do with my ground? It always comes down to that. Well, we've been following Vince Edwards. He's a listener of the show, and he just wanted to share with us, you know, over the months what he's going through. And he recently, it's elevated to the point they're trying to kick him off the land, and you're not allowed to do whatever you're doing out in the middle of Lone Scrub, because this strip of land, that line that goes the border between Arizona and Utah and New Mexico and Colorado, that strip, that line that goes east-west, that is the darkest area in the whole United States. It's like North Korea. You know, it's like you get a light map at night of the United States. Well, that's where it's the darkest. I mean, you go to be left alone. But man, you show any resistance to that. And where do you always have government? It's the county level. Counties always, and that's where they, you know, Agenda 20, whatever the heck of everything, and then biodiverse, so we're going to get you. It has to be done at the county level because that's really the only the most local down to the ground jurisdiction of government. Well, that's what Vince is up against. So, real quick, give us a summary of what's been going on, how long you've been doing it, where you're at now, and then in the next segment we'll get into your legal troubles, that the headline of what's going on right now. So, Vince, go.
Okay. Hey, everyone. Yeah, this is Vince Edwards, and what I'm working on basically right now is the position in our community network called Law Council. One of the things what we need to do is be able to defend our rights and have somebody there that can teach us about our rights and also defend our rights so that we're not getting parasited on by them, and then we can actually, you know, develop prosperous communities and basically that operate completely outside the matrix. And what I'm working on right now is basically, you know, getting these people to understand that you'd want to leave me alone. Leave me alone, leave me alone. And they don't want to leave me alone. So what we're going to do is we're going to court and we're going to go through the whole process. And I've said this many times in the past, and you get railroaded in the county level. If you're not ready to go to appeal, then do not bother even fighting in county. The only reason you're there is to make your record and create the record of all the corruption and the, you know, all the railroading that's going on, and hold your case over for appeal, make plenty of objections, and that's what I'm working on right now. So I just got back from Denver. I'd been up since 1:30 a.m. Yesterday. Went to the Judicial Commission in Denver. Went to, after a whole bunch of different places, getting winding up at the Colorado Supreme Court of Appeals. So I actually have a case number opened up there. And then I have the Judicial Commission looking at a couple interesting things. And the most critical things that just happened is you have them basically pointing a finger. The DA points a finger at you and he gets your DNA and fingerprints now. No conviction necessary. I fought that back and forth until I got contempt of court and chained to a bench for about 4 hours. They attempted to burn down my home, by the way.
Okay, let's get to that. But, they wanted your fingerprints or DNA, what?
I carry a world passport, and it's been bugging these guys for the last 2 years. They've seen it a few times. You have the right to, you know, be any kind of citizen you want, or a world citizen, or not a citizen of anything at all. So I carry that world passport, and it's been bugging them, and they basically, it was a ruse to try and get my DNA and fingerprints. So they wound up getting that. And, that didn't help them either. So, and then they just wound up, you know,
You wanted to be, you know, secret and anonymous and just a walking the planet and whatever. You must be a terrorist. You must be a terrorist then. You got anything to hide. So we got to get that boy's fingerprints.
And the ruse was really interesting because the DA comes in and basically I just got pressed felony charges against me for that video, the Trinidad Martinez Law Council School 101 video, where I basically called them up and said, your agents are trespassing. I'm informing you that your agents have committed a crime. And then I said, you know, your agents cannot be committing a crime while serving a summons. Do you see my point, sir? And he actually in that video says vaguely. In 20 years, I've never got even a half response out of a public servant admitting they were wrong. And then still, we're going to continue the railroad process, which is amazing.
Okay, wait. That was all that was on that tape. And so, as their offense is charge you with what?
I think, well, with a felony. I mean, I was too articulate, and I made the point very clear. I embarrassed him on the law.
Okay, felony for what? The charge says something on it. What does it say?
Well, interestingly enough, when I was talking with the deputy, Rodriguez, basically he told me on a recorded audio that his probable cause was when I said, pull your claim or else. Now, I invite everybody to go back and watch that video. And,
okay, I'm going to ask for the third time, Vince. What is the charge?
Intent to influence a public servant.
What, you need a permit for that so you can be a lobbyist? I mean, you know.
I was as shocked as you are. You know, I was stunned. I thought it was a joke. And then when I was in
here. Yeah, but you said or else. Or else is like a, that's a. That's a shooting word, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. And then I'm in there, and they want my thing. And then that morning, I said to the DA, I said, "Did you watch the video?" And because once you watch this video, you're going to drop the charge and realize I never threatened this man. I never did anything felonious. And he basically said he hadn't even watched the video. And then he proceeded to march in there and try to get my DNA and fingerprints when he hadn't done any investigation whatsoever.
The goal is get your fingerprints. All right.
Yep.
All right. More. Vince Edwards, we'll kind of fill in the blanks here when we come back and what this is all about. And tech, we'll try and make sense of it for you. Okay? We'll be right back.
If you want to move.
Yeah, we'll try and make sense of it for them, okay? You're scattering a lot, talking to them about and the summons, and you're not. We haven't got to the base. People understand what the hell you're talking about. I am on land. I did. They want. They get. They. You tell us what the controversy is, the details, and starting to cite, you know, law and case versus whatever. People are going to sleep. I mean, you know what the issue of what happened, what started the whole thing, where we're going, what you're trying to do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. When we come back, you know, get so people understand all this. You know, technical, they can't because of the hell they can't. They can do whatever the hell they want to do. They got your fingerprints. So my thing is,
for the record, they can't. I know they can.
I got a freaking gun. That's what the whole point of me doing this is. It doesn't matter if you're right. That's my point. Mm-hmm. But I need to know what started the whole thing. What control do they want over you and your land that they don't feel they're getting enough out in the middle of the Lone Prairie? Okay.
They don't want to have anybody tell them they can't go somewhere.
On air. Okay. But this is, you know, I understand. I see this all the time. And everybody's with the righteous indignation of I'm right and they're wrong and they didn't fill out. And I listened to your hearing thing a little bit and they're just kind of, it doesn't matter. It's like they just, you know, and you get a defense attorney and they're just there to hold your hand, keep you quiet while they do it. You know, so it's I get it. You know, we just got to help so the audience understands what you're talking about. All right.
Yep.
Now, I know what you want to talk about, you know, the indignity of the system and how they come together. They go, yeah, it's all very interesting. What? About what? Of course they use these tactics. About what? You know, so let's get the audience up to speed, all right?
You got it.
All right.
Listen to LRN.FM on any phone, anytime. 641-552-5046. That's 641-552-5046.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800.
Okay, so we can get to what we're talking about here. Let's do real quick with Vince some Q&A. One, you moved up to this property in the middle of nothing, out in the nothing of the high desert scrub nothing. Like it's very similar to what Adam Kokesh has his Freedom Ranch in the high desert here. And it's nice. I mean, it's nice, but it's not like, you know, Missouri, okay? So, and one big advantage is you can see whatever's coming, you know? So, you moved there how long ago?
October of 2014.
All right, 2014. So we're looking at a couple of years. So you get there and immediately you set up homestead. You created kind of a greenhouse RV motor home kind of existence of start growing stuff and expanding on. And you came to the attention of the man. Why?
Because they just wanted to, actually because of that Denver Post article that was posted, back in June of 15, a whole bunch of people came to the attention of the man, that basically had the dirty children comments in there and, you know, the county needs to clean up their act. And we went over that in the first show that I was on.
Okay, but everybody, not everybody remembers the first show or even listened. Okay, so what happened is you have a place out in the middle of nothing where people went to be left alone. They did a Denver Post show or an article on this particular part of Colorado came to the attention of somebody, you know, the driveway out in the middle of something to write about something. When they did, it's all, look at these people out here, you know, not in the system, and we got to get them in the system, go systemize them. So here comes somebody with a clipboard and going around and looking at what? And they started citing you or saying you were not in compliance with something for doing what?
First, the first time it was just it was a quiz session where they were just like, do you have any permits? So they haven't actually cited me. Then just recently they're talking about a septic system. They haven't actually cited me for anything, as far as I know. And there's a motion for a more definite statement that's just been ignored by a court when I'm just trying to say, what is your claim? And that's been ignored by the court twice because they really can't look at it, because in the first paragraph it questions their jurisdiction. It says that you have to have a statement of your jurisdiction, basically.
Okay, now see, these are things I've been through this with the Patriot community and legal community. If I know the law community, if I read something, and they always do this, hey, you're doing it, so they go at it a different way. They always get, so what's the first citation that they gave you was for what?
Well, they noticed a couple of codes, and in one thing, it was something restricted, RV use or something like that, staying in an RV.
Okay. Now, this is one thing that I've been discussing, and it's starting to come up on the radar screen. These tiny houses, people build these tiny houses, think they can go out and they have all the pleasures of, you know, rock and roll civilization in a tiny house. They're not too hot. They're not too cold. They got nice, they got power. They got Wi-Fi up. They have, you know, composting toilets. They got, you know, a nice life. They mobile and pull it around. Well, HUD has come out and decided that they issue at some level, at some federal or something, because this is what we've been talking about. What they do is they have a standard that they set at a federal level, then encourage, cajole, and wait for finally all the counties and the local communities to reference it as per blah, blah, blah. When they do that, then all they got to do is change whatever they're referencing at a federal level. The one thing that they've done is they've determined that RVs, and if they're not single, wide, mobile home, kind of got to be mobile home, if they get classified as a recreational vehicle, and certainly if it can move, okay? So when they not move to where you're going to plop it down, but I mean it's mobile. When they do that, they're saying, look, this is not a structure. The reason is because you have that freedom. It doesn't matter how big it is or whatever. It's just they don't want you to be to where you're self-contained and not required to be on a municipal sewage system. It seems like that is the one core thing that all these communities and all the county and the pieces of paper are going down violation of. You're not on a municipal sewer system. This is where they're starting to get you. So all of these people are doing exactly what Vince is doing. They're sleeping. He's one of the first kind of, you know, go out and pop your line and let's do it. They're going, nope, these are free, independent people that we can't control. We got to get something on them. So now here comes the HUD thing. And they're going, all right, our per code says that and you're not, and it's wrong and you're not allowed. So I'm going, okay, do you have children that live with you? Vince. Yeah, do you have no children? Are you alone? Are you with someone?
No, I have a girlfriend now for the last few months, yep.
Okay, so it's you and another individual, adults out on the lone prairie of Leave Me Alone-ism. Now, they're not leaving you alone, and you're saying that the mechanism that they're using is the type of home classification of your tent's not, you know, big enough or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now I'm going, the pressure that they're putting on is to what end? Just to get rid of you, to get you in compliance, that you're not allowed? I mean, what?
Well, the fact of the matter is I'm trying to set a precedent that you can't trespass without a warrant. And there is their whole ball of wax depends on their ability to come onto your property without a warrant. If they have to get a warrant, I'm pretty sure they can't get one. And if they can't get one, then they can't come onto your house, onto your property and do inspections. If your Fourth Amendment is protected, then they can't even let, you know, take pictures from outside your property and stuff like that, because that's your private property.
So, all right, now this is a good point. Now, I want to, some of the early activism that we did in the early 90s was a gentleman named Bob Camboni. It was, did the same thing back in the day. He moved to Apache Junction in the 70s, back when it was exactly like what you're doing. I mean, you know, the desert freaking nothing. Nobody bothered him until the highway got put out there, and he got on one of the main off-ramps. All of a sudden, he's civilization after 20 years of, boom, you're right in the middle of it. They built a fire station right across the street from him, and they coveted that property. When he was all grandfathered in, but then he made the mistake, being a good little citizen, he goes, he's tar papering, you know, re-roofing his house as a flat roof, and he's re-tarring it up there and getting that all done. Ah! You got to have a permit. So he goes down, okay, it's a $50 permit, get them off my butt. When he did that, he did not realize, but he gave them jurisdiction. They have the right to inspect. They got it, even though he had it fenced off and locked and whatever, they just claim it don't matter. You sign here, two, it sucks to be you. You're not grandfathered in anymore. And it went into a years long thing, just like what you're doing here. And we helped them and get some publicity and newspaper ads and all that kind of stuff. But in the end, they did exactly what they're doing to you. They charge you with bitching about it. You're not allowed to complain. You got to do 30 days in here. You didn't do that. You didn't get a permit for your sign of whatever. This is, if they can't get you on the one thing that they want, they'll get you on something else. So exactly. Now that you're in their crosshairs, they got a lot of something else that they're trying to get you with. So the hearings that you're doing right now have to do with what? Your main thing is, look, all this is, starts with you just coming on my property without, you know, jurisdiction, without, you know, having probable cause. It's just because I'm the government, I'm going to do what I want. So this is where you're fighting them, is on that, right?
Exactly. If you can draw the line at your property line, then you pretty much shut down the regulation of private activity all across the board. If you can set that precedent, then you can wave that case in somebody's face and say, you need a warrant.
Oh, they're just looking forward to letting you do that. Okay. All right, so now we're at the situation to where you're going to court today, right?
Yes.
All right, when we come back, we'll go ahead and talk about it and try and get it, and we'll make sure we sum it up and get it clear for the audience when we come back of what's going on right now. And this is, this affects everyone. This is, you know, where does, you know, the leave me aloneism start, if ever? I mean, heck, they're wanting to claim inside my flesh with a force shot of notions and potions of the man. You have no private property, not even your body. So this is why I'm interested. And Vince is fighting the fight. Let's go ahead and we'll continue and find out when we come back. What's up?
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
Okay, so you got to beat on what we got one more segment, so you're going to need to come back and, you know, this is what I'm doing, where they're going after me and so on. They're charging you with a felony. Did you get some kind of, did they arrest you? We lost them.
If you enjoy LRN.FM, please contribute to your favorite shows via their websites and become an amplifier at amp.lrn.fm. That's amp.lrn.fm.
Freedom is the answer. What's the question?
I want to break free.
You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
I want to break free.
How far do you have to go? How far do you have to go? How far do you have to go to get away from the man and just leave me aloneism? I don't know. Here's some pictures. You guys looking at the video, man. This is pretty fur removed, man. You're out in the middle of the nothing. that's not what this is about. The Denver Post article kind of, you know, just talk. I don't know if it was, you know, pro or not, or just people living out on the Lone Prairie. What about the children? So I'm interested in this, but it's gotten to where Vince Edwards is trying to go, look, you can't even come. What are you doing on my property? How is it that you got access or jurisdiction over what was your probable cause of something or something? So he kept focusing on that, and it's frustrated the government because, well, damn it, we have pieces of paper and a badge and a gun. So, I mean, you're just, well, no, I don't recognize your jurisdiction. What, you know, show me what's up. So this is where the battle has gotten for you. But it got to the point to where you said something. Hey, man, you come out here, you're going to whatever or else. Oh, or he said or else, a felony or else. He's threatening the officer of or else. So that is, you know, that's all it takes. And I want this issue, this event, this circumstance, this example, for all of us to know, you know, this is, they're going to get you. You know, they'll make up something. Don't help them on tape, you know. Well, any kind of threat or intimidation, I remember when legislation here in Arizona, they were so worried about people and revolutionaries and everybody going down and lobbying and carrying signs and protesting and saying stuff. You're making us legislators feel bad. We're feeling intimidated. We're like, the people are rising up. There ought to be a law, which they do. They start passing. It's that intimidation of a legislator is illegal unless it's done with stacks of $10,000 and hundreds. Okay? Mm-hmm. So this is, it's a pattern that I can see. Well, Vince Edwards is demonstrating the pattern. So today, you're going in there. You're scheduled to do what for what?
I'm scheduled to appear on the felony charge, and the DA is going to present whether or not he's going to actually be pursuing the charges today.
Okay, so he's going to have to come up with some evidence. Now, the very evidence that they're using, did they tape it or did you tape it?
Oh, it was taped. We both taped it. I taped it and Trinidad taped it. We were both recording a conversation.
Okay.
We were both knowledgeable of it.
All right. So they're going to, God, see, it's a distraction from the issue. Even if you get this dismissed, then where are you?
If it gets dismissed, then it's all done, and that would be the end of it.
But, the end of what? This case? But, I mean, that's just round 15 of whatever the heck they're doing. The underlying case is whether you get to use your land or not.
Right. And that is another county case that's happening in the June 28th is when that starts. So, but I plan on heading stuff off at the Supreme Court of Appeals, as I discussed. I was up at the Supreme Court of Appeals, and I actually have an open case number. And, you know, I will be letting the court down here know that the Judicial Commission and the Supreme Court of Appeals.
Is that what they call it? Supreme Court of Appeals? Is that what it's called?
The Colorado Supreme Court of Appeals.
All right. Wow. Yep. This is, Vince, what is it you're hoping? I mean, as you go through this process, I mean, you're always, you know, needing money and filing fees and asking for and so on. And, you know, we'll put in the links up there if anybody wants to make sure you get a little something just to see where this goes. But I'm telling you, man, you know, I'm really proud of, you know, somebody in this planet actually resisting and walking this through. I don't want to be that guy. I've been that guy before, you know.
Well, all I'm asking, brother, is that for people like me that will stand in front of the bulldozer, all I need is a little bit of cash, and people have been very, very stingy, and I'm doing stuff on a shoestring budget. You know, you can get, you donate $5,000 to me, you're going to get the same as if you donate $5 million to one of these fake politicians. So, you know, I'm fighting the most important fight, which is, you know, at least I think, which is, you know, about your own private property rights, which is the fundamentals. Otherwise we have communism.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. That's why I have you on, Vince, is because this is where the battles are. It's like out in the middle of the nothing. And I tell you where this is going to apply. It's going to be the middle of the ocean. It's going to be deep space. It's going to be somewhere the Alliance battle cruiser is going to show up and say, you know, what's up? And it's only going to come. Pardon me?
We got to draw the line and fight eventually and say that you can't go any further. You can't go any further, and we're going to fight you all the way to the Supreme Court.
I guess that's what, you know, if you're going to use the system against the system of the system, but what you're finding out is that system is not made for you.
I agree. And like I said, you know, if enough people would go through and freeze that system up and go to appeal, but, you know, they're betting. It's just business, you know, the 999 people that don't go to appeal, you know, they pay, you know, 100 times over for the one guy that stands up for his rights. And it's just a math equation. We need to get more people that are just not complying. I mean, as soon as you hand money over to a bar attorney, you've already invested money into that system. You got the bar that's basically running all three branches of government. Everybody asks the AKA bar attorney what the law is. They don't go read a law book. So we need to understand the law. And Americans before Independence Day, you know, they knew the law. They knew what the law was. And that's why, you know, we had a revolution over a 2% tax.
You know, I'll give you an example. You listen to the audio of a motion they had with the judge. She didn't know what the case was about. She didn't know who the principals were. It's just phone, rock and roll, next, next, next. And she got, wait, be quiet. I got to read it. Denied. Okay. So I'm going, this is the type of ATM government that you can expect. I mean, it's like, no, we have an agent. It's like when the traffic tickets went from misdemeanors to civil cases. And the reason was, is the preponderance of the evidence instead of, you know, beyond a reasonable doubt, the preponderance of the evidence is that somebody gave you a ticket. You know, did the man give you a ticket? It's good enough for me. Guilty, guilty, guilty. So I'm just going, this is, it's just manifestation an attitude that they have for us and our property. And I want to support Vince in, you know, throw him a little bit, give him a couple of dollars, do kind of something just to keep this going, keep him going, because I want to see where this goes. And the real underlying issue is exactly what they're doing with Adam up at the Freedom Ranch. They're going, here's a piece of paper that we said cease and desist, and you're not allowed, and we saw on YouTube that you're gunned and you didn't get a permission slip. So we'll see what happens with that. But it's like, okay, so they have Mark Stevens, Ventures in Legal Land, start asking them some questions. Okay, exactly what you're talking about. All right, what was your jurisdiction is claimed on what? You know, I mean, you got what complaint of what? What's your evidence of what? When we don't want to talk about that. We filled in blanks on our piece of paper, and you got to, like, comply. And I'm going, this is where you can never be free. It's the reason Donna and I have yet to buy land that anybody knows about. So we're like, look, man, we don't want to be in the, it just gives them a target. So how do you live your life? Well, we've chosen activism and support guys like Vince so that we can find out where the... And when they started doing this, HUD says what kind of home is a home according to the government. Doesn't matter how equipped it is or nice or whatever. It has to be locked down into a piece of property that you can't take with you, and they decide how that's going to be done. Then they get into inside your body, you know, inside your head. Mandatory youth indoctrination camps, mandatory vaccinations, mandatory based on that. Where is the line? Well, Vince is challenging where that line is in their jurisdiction, and they don't like it. So it's there's so much stuff going on. I'll give you, you know, there's so many things that, you know, it happened. But in a final plea, go ahead and make your plea to the audience, man, to help you out and why.
All right, man. There are very few patriots like me left on the board. You're seeing us, you know, left and right, just, you know, getting put away on run up the road, run up the river, and we need to take a stand for our rights right now. And if you are not knowledgeable enough on the law, and if you don't really necessarily feel brave enough to stand in front of the bulldozer, then you got to support somebody like me with a couple of bucks. You know, they're not going to be worth much more for very long anyway. And if we don't have a society that's based on the rule of law,
it's really no more complicated than that. And I have Vince on just to, you know, get where. And there's a lot more issues. It just comes down to you're out in the middle of nothing, deep space, and, you know, we're going to space, and government's not invited. But it has to be done in our head. with an attitude like Vince's. Where am I bothering anybody?
Money, power, and respect.
All right, there we go. Got it in.
Yep.
All right, we got all the links and everything, and you know we'll see if we can get you some help.
Awesome, brother. Thank you, Ernie, so much for having me on, man.
All right, good luck, brother.
God bless, man.
Bye.
You see.
More Declare Your Independence is coming up next, live, after the news, here on the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of FPP Radio News for Tuesday, May 24th, 2016. Silver is trading at $16.27 per ounce. Gold is valued at $1,239 per ounce. And according to BitcoinAverage.com, the average price of Bitcoin is $452. Antiwar.com reports when the CIA was carrying out the U.S. assassinations by drone, official statements were the exception rather than the rule. With that job shifted to the Pentagon, they have to try to justify the killings and seem to often do it with a form letter claiming whoever they killed was a specific imminent threat to U.S. troops on the ground. As the leader of an insurgency the U.S. is at war with, the claim that Mullah Mansour poses a threat in general terms is somewhat plausible, though naturally he was not liable to get directly into combat himself. U.S. officials are instead saying Mansour was involved in planning attacks on U.S. targets. In assassinating Mansour, however, the U.S. likely did nothing to foil any attacks and almost certainly made matters much worse, with top Afghan officials saying they believe the assassination will directly lead to another surge in violence. That was the case last year when Mullah Mansour's election led to infighting among Taliban figures. Though the U.S. initially seemed hopeful this meant a weaker Taliban, in practice it meant two factions trying to outdo one another with high-profile attacks. Whoever succeeds Mansour will likely be obliged to do the same thing in an attempt to establish themselves as a credible leader. Pakistani officials blasted the U.S. over the attack, saying the assassination on Pakistani soil was done without advanced notice. The real problem for Pakistan, however, is likely to be that the U.S. will be angry at them for failing to get peace talks going when it was the U.S. drone strike that precluded getting the Taliban back to the table.
The Doublespeak Dictionary by Leslie Starr O'Hara satirizes the marked difference between the ideal of we the people and the reality of we the elite, while offering an insightful glimpse into the clockworks of the totalitarian mind. Ever irreverent but never irrelevant, the Doublespeak Dictionary serves as a subversive and humorous but timely reminder that the emperor has no clothes. The Doublespeak Dictionary is available from Amazon.com and all major bookstores.
UPI reports when the U.S. House Judiciary Committee meets Tuesday to address allegations involving Internal Revenue Service Chief John Koskinen. It is also expected to consider taking an action that hasn't happened in nearly 150 years, impeachment. The panel on Tuesday will discuss allegations that Koskinen lied under oath when he testified before Congress and defied a congressional subpoena. Such a proceeding is a rare event, as congressional bodies rarely take steps to remove any administration official from office. The last time this happened was 1876, when Secretary of War William Belknap was impeached. Koskinen was nominated by President Barack Obama and confirmed by the U.S. Senate in 2013. Last year, the Department of Justice declined to charge any IRS administrator over targeting allegations that claim the tax branch singled out conservative applications for exempt status. Observers say Tuesday's misconduct hearing to discuss the purported misdeeds of the IRS is largely unprecedented.
For nearly 40 years, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has been a trusted source for buying and selling precious metals like gold and silver. They also take Bitcoin for precious metal purchases and have permanently removed the minimum purchase amount for all orders paid in the digital currency. Call Roberts & Roberts today for knowledgeable advice on buying and selling precious metals and a forward-thinking approach to new technologies. 800-874-9760 or visit online at rrbi.co.
Reuters reports Baltimore police officer Edward Nero was acquitted on Monday of all charges in the 2015 death of Freddie Gray, the second setback for prosecutors in a case that triggered rioting and fueled the Black Lives Matter movement. Baltimore City Circuit Court Judge Barry Williams, who heard the case in a bench trial, told a packed courtroom that Nero had acted as any officer would during Gray's arrest in April 2015. Nero is the second officer to be tried, and he faced misdemeanor charges of second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and two counts of misconduct. misconduct in office. The trial of William Porter, the first officer to stand trial in the death of Freddie Gray, ended in a mistrial. Williams said, based on the evidence presented, this court finds that the state has not met its burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt all required elements of the crimes charged. Therefore, the verdict for each count is not guilty. After the verdict, Nero leaned forward, wiped his eyes. He then hugged his attorneys. Baltimore was calm after the verdict, with only a handful of protesters. This has been FPP Radio News, online at fppradio.com.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here!
No fear! No fear, no fear, no fear here and declare your independence. Me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hello, hello. What we're going to do is we're going to talk to a friend, Joni Lecky. Now, Joni has a master's of science from the University of Arizona in sports science, exercise. She does, as you can call it, you know, their bachelor's of science from UCLA in kinesiology, you know. Joni, you got to help me out with all this stuff that you know how to do. You know, the thing is that where I know Joni from, we're at Jackalope one time, and she really exposed me to joint manipulation. I was having some problems, and just she focuses on the connective tissue from the muscles to the joints, you know, where, you know, that. So then, and my daughter's a masseuse. I had training in that, too. So I'm just like, she really did. So I spend a lot of my time. Once you get the muscles all kind of done and taken care of and you go to the gym and so on, it's the connective tissues I was finding was why I couldn't do free weights. Because all that little stabilization, I got a lot of weight. I needed the machine because all these little joint twangers, man, and I'd be losing it. Well, since then, I've been using free weights primarily. And it's, you know, gave me a much greater range of strength on a lot of stuff. So I'm just going, very cool. Thank you, Joni. Thank you. And she came to Arizona back here to do like sports athlete kind of manipulation or whatever, but she's always been in the health and nutrition. Well, we saw her at the Monsanto March, and she's excited about this new line of products that deals in the essence of seeds. And I never even heard of that before. I mean, it stands to reason. Most of the concentrated, oh my God, life energy of we need to make a baby plant, you know, is in the seeds. So if you can accumulate the seeds and make some kind of a food out of that or a processed ingestion, and we'll talk about it, I can see you could get a nice concentration of, oh my God. So I wanted to talk about it. Now it's a product. Let's get the, you know, multi-level stuff out of the way and the who and what, and we'll have the links up on the site and they can go if they want to get it and sell and all that. But I'm more interested in the product itself and what it does. But Joni, go ahead and give your sales spiel up front so we can get down to the product.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for having me. This is really a good opportunity for a lot of people to hear why they're having problems in their health and then how they can address it. So I guess I'll start there a little.
No, you'll start with the multi-level, whatever the thing, get that out of the way so I don't have to worry about it later.
Okay. So how do you want me to start?
Okay, let me ask some questions. You do this as a business, right?
Yes.
Okay, so this business is it's a multi-level product of getting other people to do it and everything, but all these multi-levels, if they don't have a good product behind it, they never really succeed. It's the quality of the concept. And since there's not a lot of competition, and I'm not doing a lot of seed extraction of goodies and whatever in my kitchen, so I'm like, okay, so this is available. All right, what do I got to go through to get it? So go ahead and tell the people before we even get into the product, what is it they got to go through to get it?
Well, that's really the easiest part, right? It's just an internet purchase. You go to myrainlife.com/everythinghealthyforlife, and then that's where you link into my personal site. Then you can go on and you can choose how you want to order. You can order as a retail customer, as a preferred customer who gets it monthly, and then as someone who wants to share. And there are three buttons under the buy now.
Okay, so when they go to the site and the archive there, you just click, it goes there, I can just buy it. Or I can get a discount if I do it at a monthly level of something I get and kind of select, and then so we need to go over the product line so we can talk about that. And then if they wanted to share or sell or be on, oh my God, it's the greatest thing, sign me up. So how did you get signed up?
Well, I actually was going to put on a financial presentation, so I was talking with somebody, and he was really interested, and he said he had just tried this product, and this is his first time doing a network marketing company and wanted to share it with me. So I said, sure, I'll listen, and I've been in health for a while, so, I pretty much, it's going to be 99% that I'm not going to be interested. So he told me about the seed nutrition, and I know how much time it takes me to sprout things and how much work it is and how much my kids would prefer to eat something different. So I said, okay, well, if you'll let me try some, I'd like to see how I respond. So the first thing I'm always interested in is the science, right? The second thing is I have to know how I feel, because if I don't feel better, and because I've done, nutrition for probably 30 some odd years and really seriously for the last 26, I can tell things immediately. So I said, let me just try it, and then I'll see if I want to look into more. So he said, sure, I'll stop by, and he brought some, and I tried the first pack, and we talked, and as we're talking, I can feel things happening, and I'm like, that's interesting. And he's like, what, because he'd never been into health things before. So he's like, I just get my, McDonald's, and I do all this. I don't feel anything. I notice these little things, and I'm like, well, that's just because you're going to have to clear through to be sensitive and understand, feel, what's going on in your body. But for me, I can feel it right away. And so I'm like, well, he said, well, one of the things is you'll sleep better and you'll dream better. And I'm like, okay. Well, from the first hour and a half that I went to sleep that evening, I started dreaming. And then I got woken up by, someone in the family. So I, but in that hour and a half, I was able to, remember what it was, and it was clear and vivid, which is not usual. Usually I'm just asleep. So, and I have dreams, but they're not clear. So that's happened, significantly. It's increased since then.
Okay. So this is, a lot of times when you're eating stuff, I'll attest to that. Within 3 days, I'm off glucosamine chondroitin from my joints just by doing green juice. When I, mm-hmm. I tried that, I did, it's just kale or collard greens or something green. It's like 6 or 7 carrots, a big giant wad of green stuff, and a Granny Smith apple. Anything else after that, like the pollen or some other crap that we might do, or the fulvic mineral, whatever the crap. It was really, stuff we added on later because I'm drinking this stuff anyway. Might as well just down it with that. But it was within 3 days. I mean, things that I was thinking, I'm looking into the future 20 years, I'm going to be 70, 80, 90, I'm going, yeah, this is not a good trend. And immediately, my whole life changed because I'm going, hey, I can get down on the knees and horsey ride grandkids and stuff, man, rock and roll. So I'm going, all right, so it's an immediate thing. You're getting something your body needs and was missing. You do it. I'm with you.
Yeah.
So this, what I was interested in is, and we'll get deeper into it in the show, but I'll tell you what interested me is I don't remember anything that was using a combination to extract nutrition out of seeds like this in combination that was the main source plant material. And I'm wondering how expensive it is. I didn't even ask that because I'm afraid of, damn. So each one of these packs is representing what? A supplement? A meal? Is it a meal replacement thing? Or is it a supplement? What is it?
What I noticed, and so a lot of people don't understand health. So So if they're wanting to replace a meal, you know, it's not necessarily smart, especially if you're having health issues. You do not want to take away from your diet. You want to add, but the highest quality is what you want because your body is having to deal with a lot of repair. And if it doesn't have the nutrient building blocks to repair tissue, that's why people end up, as they age, especially having more and more chronic problems. So, but what this is it allows you to have your concentrated nutrition anytime you want it and as often as you want it. So if you are having a dip in the day and you don't have an opportunity to eat, then this becomes essential to get you to the next meal. You know, if you're wanting to repair, you don't want to take away from your body.
Okay, you that's good. Right, more. More. Joni Leckie, when we come back on nutrition of seed concentration.
This is Donna Hancock with Silver Alliance Realty in Phoenix, Arizona, and I specialize in helping you find the real estate that fits your needs. Whether you are looking to purchase a home or a piece of land, whether it's in town or a rural setting, I can help you find exactly what you are looking for. Most of us are aware of the turbulent times ahead and will need to settle in a place that will suit our particular desires, not only to protect our families, but to thrive in the coming downturn of the economy. Unfortunately, that time is not in the future, but it is upon us, and if you are going to get ahead of the game, now is the time to prepare. Qualifying options for new loans are narrowing, the dollars being devalued every day, and living expenses are on the rise. So I have created a useful tool on my webpage at DonnaHancock.com that will allow you to search for properties at your leisure that are of interest to you. Simply click on the Search MLS tab at the top of my webpage to begin your search today. Start preparing for your future, and when you are ready to move forward with your home or land buying purchase, we can work together to get you and your family ready to flourish. Feel free to call or text me at 602-828-1819. That's 602-828-1819, and let's get started today.
You can put the Liberty Radio Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Paul Craig Roberts is, you know, talking about us versus them and the political establishment of bad guys and so on. And he's saying, the optimism that I see is that the public support of outsiders is an indication that the insouciant public is waking up. I mean, I'm assuming I'm saying that right. And they're waking up to a lot of things. You know, the nutrition thing is one thing I want to focus on, but insouciant. You know, you got a new word for the day. Showing a casual lack of concern. Indifferent. The indifferent people are finally starting to wake up to everything. And I tell you, nutrition is such a big deal. And we were at the Monsanto March and you know, kind of open it up and get them going and everything. They had me come and do my, you know, Ernmatism. And my whole thing that I was focusing on, why in the first year that I did this, it was pretty much the same attitude, which is why they wanted me to do this, is I'm going, look, all you hundreds of people here, and you got your little children, and you're marching against Monsanto. I go, well, let me tell you something. You know, I mean, we're just finding out that, you know, Nazi Germany Bayer is buying Monsanto for $42 billion or something. And I'm going, well, let's do a little history here. Well, the guy that became CEO of Bayer was one of the guys that invented, you know, Cyclone B or whatever, was put in prison in Nuremberg trials for 7 years for crimes against humanity, war crimes against humanity. Well, about 4 years, 3-4 years into it, Rockefeller comes and, you know, let my man go. They let him go, and he became CEO of Bayer. Goes on up in the early 60s. You know, he's over a decade there. In the early 60s, he did, was part of the Codex Alimentarius kind of thing, which is you need a prescription to get vitamin C in Europe. You think I'm kidding? You know, this the supplementation, man, hey, oh, hell no. Well, then what happens? In the mid-90s, the conservative, patriot, Republican, constitutionalist kind of freaked out. And this was, man, it was a grassroots of, man, you better not. And so that kind of, they had to take a different route, or they held up because it would make things like these seeds and so on illegal or controlled or registered. I don't know how, you know, freaking you know, regulated it is now. But this has been an effort for a long time, going on for like generations of they, them, those wanting to control. And then what do you have? Monsanto and Bayer would then be the largest seed company, pharmaceuticals, and pesticides. So it's about everything that's going into us. And I'm like, holy crap. So my first question is, you know, these seeds, I'm hoping they're probably not, you know, Monsanto, you know, genetically altered GMO kind of whatever. We're getting some good stuff, right?
Yes, it's organic. They're organic. That's probably the first thing that I look for in a product. It needs to, if they don't have the mindset, if they don't understand, you know, that things need to be grown in a way that's completely far removed from the enemy's tactics, then, you know, then there's no purpose in even looking at it.
Well, I would, you know, encourage people to give as much research on that very point right there as possible, because just because they say it's organic doesn't even mean anything anymore. You know, I like calling it virgin food or virgin seeds. I mean, how can you, you know, screw with it and still call it a virgin, you know? So I'm just like, you know, the government's like, yeah, we'll just put the tip in just a little bit. Come on, baby, you'll like it, you know. I can feel it's just like a molesting Uncle Sam of wants to you, you know. I know that's kind of offensive to some people, but that's the feeling that I get. And it's just, no, come on, no, baby, come on. You know, so so now we have seeds that they've accumulated, but which seeds are they focusing on and why? And then how is it prepared? And what is the packaging? How do I take a dose? I mean, and then I asked in the last segment, how much? Okay. So I take one of these pouches. They're like a foil pouch of concentrated paste of whatever the heck it is. So if I do that, how much is one of those?
$2 for the full and $2.50 for the core each time.
All right, well, it's not, like, too terrible.
No, in fact, it ends up replacing a $15 box of produce that you're juicing and gives you more. So I juice, too. I still juice, and I notice a bigger difference taking the sole and the core than I do with juicing. And I still juice because I definitely feel a difference when I juice.
Okay, sole and core. You're saying sole and core. What does that mean?
So sole is the flagship product. It has three seeds. It's black cumin, black raspberry, and Chardonnay grape, along with D-ribose. And they worked a long time determining which seeds to use. Obviously, you know, they did decades of research.
Okay, what's a D-ribose seed?
So D-ribose is not the seed.
Oh, it's something else. Okay.
It's the precursor for you making energy. So your cells convert glucose in a process that takes a lot. So that's why people don't have energy. That's why you have chronic fatigue and you have different issues where the energy production is interrupted. So D-ribose helps to get the body going without making it jumps in there, gives the cell energy because the cell has to have the ability to metabolize in order to create all of its own function as well as replicate to new cells and do detox and exchange nutrients. So this jumps right in there with what's needed to make ATP.
All right, cool. You know, one thing while I'm thinking about it, I wanted to mention Donovan from up at the Freedom Ranch. Kind of, he's a big nutrition guy. In fact, he's a good-looking kid. He's 24, and that boy, he got, when he was at Monsanto there, yeah, you met Donovan that was there with Alma. Good-looking, yes. Dark-haired guy with a beard, yes. And everything. He got three numbers. I mean, the women say, hey, I want to take you home. I mean, they were just right up front about it. He's like, what the heck? Well, he's a good-looking kid. But, you know, he just doesn't know it because he was 60 pounds heavier. You know, he was very overweight and heavy, and he just went heavy vegan. He wouldn't even eat Donna's, organic eggs. He just meant no meat, and we, you know, kind of, all right, fine. We just kind of had separate meals for him and just didn't put, you know, the meat in the slimy sauce of the spaghetti or something. Oh, are there eggs in those noodles? Well, I guess we're not having that. So he had a lot of it. Hardcore vegan, but he looks great, feels great. And one thing that he brought up was grounding. He was going, you know, it's good being up there in front. You can walk around barefoot on the dirt whenever you can. I get to walk barefoot on our land here. And so when you think about it, a lot of people, you know, they're just walking on the carpet, they got their shoes or whatever. He was saying the ions, you know, the radicals that we're talking about, just kind of, you know, drain to the ground you, and they just kind of, you know, go to your feet or the floor or something, just from that's the way our species has been. We were like touching ground for like, you know, millions of years. So, I mean, okay, you take that away, it starts to build up and so on. Well, I suggest you go take a nap on the ground one day, but the you get bit by a scorpion, like, you know, Kaylee did. Well, my grandkids yesterday, she's got a little nip on the finger. She's okay, but yep, you know, there are risks doing that. But the accumulation of these free radicals and ions and kind of damaging or whatever, I see that this is going to help with that too. So when we come back, I want to get which seeds, why those seeds, and the concentration of it, and then the delivery system. So we can learn something. We'll learn something about ourselves. And then we may try something just because. I keep doing different things. I feel better. I'm getting younger. You should too. Okay, when we come back, I want to get into, you know, the particular seeds that were selected, the processing of it, shelf life of it, how many chemicals and how the ingredient list is. I mean, you know, all the basic stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be back in just a little bit.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Yeah, when the man comes around, you know, I tell you, when they're coming. And it's all for, it's not just your physical control or incarceration. They need you to be willing. And a lot of times that is just a mood that's created by nutrition and the foods that you eat. And so one of the first things that you find is that they have to have, and the community of Gilbert is just not here in the valley. They're not toeing the line, and they're just bitching about, no, damn, we're going to put them on mandated fluoride water system with the city of Mesa, and now we got them there. They're all good now. So it, nutrition has something to do with it, because I just don't think the government loves my teeth that much. I just don't, you know. So I'm like, yeah, we'll just do the filter. So this is a product that a friend of ours was very excited about at the Monsanto March, wanted to share it with me, and it had a big impact on her. And I know she knows health. She's in sports medicine. That's what her thing is, you know. So I'm going, all right, well, if this is something you're excited about, let's talk about it. Well, when she started the concentration of energy and nutrition of seeds, I'm going, yeah, you would think that that had already been done. I'm sure there's seed eating of you got a seeds and have these kinds of seeds. But to have it concentrated into a supplement dose, I'm going, as opposed to what? I mean, a bunch of chemicals? You know, the extract of I got a barrel of oil or something? I mean, I'm going straight from seeds. I'm going, all right. I'm interested in that. So tell me, why these particular seeds? Go ahead and name them off again. Why these particular seeds, and what's the processing mechanism by which they get it into my, you know, 2001 Space Odyssey space tube of whatever the heck it is? Okay? So yep. Go ahead and go.
Okay. The primary, I mean, they're all three are very powerful. They were chosen to be powerful, you know, in this product. But black cumin seed is probably the highlight seed of all time. So they're even, you know, the powers that are trying to be are wanting to patent it. So because of what it does, I guess, you know, it's been said that it cures everything except for death. So, and it does. And it stays off death. So it's powerful. It is 281 times more anti-inflammatory than aspirin, and then with none of the side effects.
Okay, now this is one thing. I want to bring this up right now. And Donna, go ahead and get on the mic here. Donna, tell the people what was wrong with your arm and what you eventually did that cured it.
Actually, I'm not really entirely sure what was wrong with my arm, but I had a pain. And I think I talked to Joni about this months ago at a Christmas party or something. Remember, I had a pain in my long bone in my arm. And mm-hmm. I thought it was cancer, so really, I kind of got scared about
not
it.
Not a tumor!
I didn't know. So anyway, it wasn't going away, and I just, whatever. So I had a blood test done, and I had a friend of mine who's a doctor read me the tape. He goes, look, if you had cancer, you'd have all these other markers, too. You don't have cancer. So I'm like, okay, now what do I do? And, you know, my daughter goes to a naturopathic doctor, and she said, well, you probably have something called tendinosis. It's kind of a little more severe than tendinitis and more in the areas that I have.
And my opinion, what caused it, is she doesn't use a wrist pad on her mouth. She levitates her arm the whole time holding that up. And right below your shoulder muscle, if you look at anatomy, we have a book, you know, the kids call it the bone book. And you're going through there, you can see a connection of all these different ligament tissues and so on. And that was getting raw and rubbed and inflamed, and it just enormous pain she was complaining about for a long time, and it was really debilitating.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep. There was no way that was going to be comfortable. So it was affecting a lot of different issues in my life. So I'm like, okay, now what? Okay, because it's not something that I can't use every day, my arm. It's I'm right-handed, and it was in my right arm. So anyway, I had been taking turmeric and all kinds of other naturopathic, homeopathic things, and And within a month or two, it went away. And I was like, I was kind of shocked. I don't have it now. No pain. I mean, and these are some of the supplements that I give Ernie as well, that we just take, red clover blossom and dandelion and turmeric and all these other homeopathic things. That
so you think
help.
It was the turmeric? Or
I really do, because it helps with inflammation. But it, I mean, it was, I don't know how else to explain it. And then I drink the turmeric tea stuff every day that has that and other things in it.
So when we have friends come over and they're, oh, the turmeric this, turmeric, oh, yeah, Donna makes that. Boom. They go, oh, this is awesome. Kind of, I'm telling you, without going to the doctor, other than she takes a test to just kind of, you know, make her mind that she doesn't have a tumor, you know. But it's you find the right thing and all of a sudden it goes away. And if we didn't, and what would the normally allopathic doctor would have done? Here's a pain thing, a muscle relaxant,
oh,
blah, blah, blah.
We need to do a biopsy. We need to do this. You need MRIs and stuff. I hear MRIs aren't that good for you either. So, I mean, all these things that I just rather, and then you're not poisoned by all these things, naturopathic things that you're using.
Okay, so I wanted to, put that in. Thanks, Donna. I wanted to put that in because, we have personal experience with immediate relief for things, or it takes a month, or it'll be whatever. You add some nutritional supplement, or just, hell, nutrition, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of things start going away. So when you say black cumin seed, what is the active ingredients in black cumin seed that, make it so great? What is it? Its color? I mean, what?
I actually could look those things up. There are so many. I mean, the constituents that are in, just fruits are many. But you go to the seed and now you have hundreds to thousands, things that people don't even have identified in the seed. So,
and concentrated and high-energy dose of something.
Well, they're actually very specific molecules, right? There are specific nutrients that are used. So if you want to get technical at the level, you have enzymes and coenzymes that produce a reaction in the body. Those are all necessary. But you also need all the building blocks for what that enzyme is telling the cell to do. And so the cell itself needs a lot of different types of nutrients, and then the processes and construct the DNA to construct the RNA, to create all the things that are happening in the body takes many things. And when you look at all the different seeds or all the different plants that are out there, they all have something different. They're actually not identical. They're basic things, the vitamins, minerals, and the essential fatty acids, essential saccharides you have, and essential amino acids. Those are things you have to have in your diet. They're base. All the other things that at least as far as we know, are not necessary. They just expedite a process because they come in and they have all that's necessary to make that reaction occur or make that thing built, whatever is needed.
So the raspberry seed and the Chardonnay grape, mm-hmm. We're looking, what do they add to it? It's just a tapestry of goodies?
So the highlight things to know are, for instance, the black cumin seed is going to be able to control your blood sugar and your cholesterol. You know, I mentioned the anti-inflammatory effects. It improves respiratory health, stomach and intestinal health, kidney and liver function, and the immune system. Just to start, I mean, like I said, there are many more things that it's doing. Black raspberry seeds, they're just for simplicity. It prevents infection, heart disease, and cancer. It has many anti-cancerous components. I mean, like I said, there are specific names for them, and there are also things that are not even named that are in all the things that we eat. So the fresher and the more, you know, organic, I guess, the more mineralized the soil, the better that the plant's taken care of, the stronger it will have these components. And for the grape, the Chardonnay grape, it, you know, targets the brain and the cognitive health. It improves your collagen. It'll help regenerate your antioxidative process that's going on in the cells. The grape extract is going to have natural antibodies to fight bacterial disease. It's going to slow down your aging process. One of the things, I guess this was the key to me.
When we come back.
Okay.
When it comes to investing in precious.
All right, hold off on the key thing. Let's mark that down. The key, because when we edit, you know, the show, it'll come right back to that. Okay. The key thing. All right, that's what we'll do when we come back. We'll be back in less than 4 minutes.
Okay.
While our satellite channel is free to listen to, it's not free for us. You can help us cover our satellite costs with the chip-in on the right side of the page at lrn.fm.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Handel.
You know, a lot from Joni over the years, so I appreciate that. We have, you know, Donna and I are in our mid-50s, and I'm telling you, as we start to go through time with our friends and family, and we've seen people progressively get less healthy. I mean, they get more, and we do what we can to try. And so when I come across something like this, I just want to add it to the category. Donna, what category are you putting this in, the show, the Joni thing? You know, when we select the category for the shows to go in?
I think it was health and fitness or health and physical fitness or something like that.
So we have a health and physical fitness category for this kind of stuff. People go to that, and we put a lot of these things in there. That's one reason why we set up Freedom's Phoenix the way it was. And when we go to the distributed internet, it's going to have a lot of mechanisms by which you'll be able to search for certain things. There's a long-term plan on this, and I'm just really happy about this. Is we're getting to the plan that I've always had, was to be able to have uncensored data and information that in a context that we get to talk about it. We have a bunch of other resources there available, and this product using seeds. So whether you get this product or not, or just a concept of, oh wow, that's a good idea, where can I get, oh, that's the only one. So, you know, we'll see. But I want to go ahead and the key thing we left at the last, the key thing. All right, Joni, what's the key thing?
The key is, well, I'm going to back up one step. The key is the body has inflammation, and the more inflammation it has, the more it squeezes out the life of the cell, because the cell cannot exchange nutrients and eliminate waste. So then the reproduction of it is impaired, as well as the function. And so that's what happens with every disease that we have, mental diseases, physical diseases, you know, all the way to cancer. So what happens is with this product, not only is it highly anti-inflammatory, where if you just take one pack of the Soul in 30 days, your inflammation will be down 33%. So you can imagine how much if you do two or three or four. Some people are even doing more packs when the problem is serious, and because they're feeling so much better. So so what happens is that in the other study that they did, they found that the cell life is extended 62%. So that to me is the key. There is nothing that has extended that they've studied the cell life 62%. So what happens then, what my interpretation when I hear that is, the cell gets stronger. That's absolutely essential, right? The cell, the ability for it to repair and then reproduce and then to function properly all increases. And then less material is being turned over or wasted. If you strengthen the ability for the cell to live longer, you're not needing as much material. That's what your nutrition is for, is to repair, reproduce, and properly function, right? So it saves, it will, so the first thing that people are finding, obviously, is they're going to need to repair. So yes, there's an upfront need to input a lot of nutrition to repair. But once that gets stabilized and the cell is able to now just work on reproduction and function, obviously that demand either decreases to the level that you're living your life now, or now you can obviously increase the ability for your cells to get more. So what happens when people age, you see elderly people have thinner skin. Well, the reason it's thinner is because they don't have as much material to make the skin cells. So aging is just a matter of things having to shut down because there's inadequacy. So what you're looking to do to bring repair to yourself is always having sufficient amount, adequate amount of whatever is needed to rebuild whatever tissues. And really it's going to be all throughout, pervasive through your body, because it's shutting down in order just to live.
You know, that's one thing that, you know, it never really even occurred to me that more than just the replication of cells, you know, create, because what is it, every 7 years you're replaced, you know? So whatever I did, you know, that might be why they have a 7-year statute of limitations. Hey, that was a whole nother guy that did that. but that's a good point. I'm going to remember that. It's a bumper sticker. But what happens is having cells just healthier and producing and lasting longer, that means an enormous amount of just energy and material that is not necessary or needed to keep building, you know, your body so it just doesn't disintegrate in front of you, you know, because the cells are dying or needing to be replaced. You have healthier cells that replicate fewer times. The, what do you call the end of the DNA, the telomeres. The telomeres is just like this extra buffer material at the end that you keep replicating. It keeps getting shorter and shorter and shorter. Then you start having failures. The fewer times you do it and the healthier you are when you do it, you age slower. It's just a physical process of, you know, freaking change your oil every now and then. I mean, you know, have some fuel. I mean, maintain your body as well as you would. Maybe some people get all geeked out about their computers or their apps or their phone or something like that. If you look at your body the same way, it's a machine that needs maintenance and just supplies. Well, I can see where that would be, you know, beneficial. So I vote that. But I just want to make sure that the processing of this is done in such a way that we can trust it to be a quality product. I like the idea and the concept. So tell us about the company and the mechanisms they use to make the product.
Obviously, it's proprietary.
Of course it is.
So we're not told a lot about the specifics, but what my, you know, deduction of the information is that obviously it's cold pressed. They want to preserve the enzymes.
Describe cold pressing.
So heat damages, you know, whatever the material is. And so cold pressing is keeping it under a temperature that would create any damage to the tissue, you know, to the seed.
All right. So they're putting a bunch of seeds in and they're cranking that bad boy down like it was a Ben Franklin printing press, okay? So they squeeze out what? They're trying to get some juice, they're trying to get the inside. I mean, is whatever's left over is not needed? Is it just, you know, inert biomaterial and cellulose or something? I mean, what am I squeezing to get out? What's the goodie I'm getting?
Well, they press it into a flour, and so that it's small enough that your body can utilize it, and then it's not, you know, chunky. It's something that your body can process.
So it's the whole seed or parts of it or not the husk? I mean, how are they doing it?
No, definitely the husk. Because that has a lot of the properties.
Okay, so we're getting the whole seed. They're just, mm-hmm. you know, pressing it into, so our body will absorb it, and it's just not coming out the other end whole.
Correct.
Okay.
And that's why it does so much. I mean, it is
I don't remember
phenomenal.
Eating any corn. Okay. Okay.
Yep. So you won't see any of that.
All right, so it gets absorbed. So we're getting the whole thing here. All right, and it's put into a slurry, a paste. Am I squeezing it out? Is it a juice? I mean, help me out. What's the final product look like?
So the consistency is going to be kind of like a pasty juice. It's not a paste, and it's not a juice. It's in between. You know, it's not quite as thick as something like jelly or jam, but it's liquid. It's just not. It's not thin and it's not thick. It's right there.
So it's kind of like a milk or something like that consistency.
A little thicker.
Oh yeah, a little thicker. All right. So I get this liquid, and I have it in a foil pouch, and I have pictures of it, and it looks like it's like what do you call those? You stick the straw in juicer things, you know.
Yes.
What do you call those things, Donna? The kids get some of those little juice foil pack they put a straw in. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly.
Yeah,
what
the Capri
about.
Sun crap that's.
Right, like the Sun Capri or whatever.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, kind of a pack like that, but you tear it off and you just drink it. And that is, and that stuff's like brain damage right there. That's just sugar of yuck. But so you take these and you put them in your workout bag, or you got a slew of them, or if you're camping, or just to make sure you get a good giant dose of if I missed the meal, kind of whatever, and it's a supplement. So it's packaged pretty conveniently. It's simple, easy, and, you know, boom, and you get some nutrition. So it seems simple to me. You know, I'm glad you came on, Joni, to talk about this, because this is, of all the shows that I've done, I can't remember ever doing one on cold pressing of raw seed. And I would imagine that there would be a big, giant dose of goody in something like that. So, you know, let's go ahead and, you know, make a point. You know, we'll see how it's going a year or 6 months or whatever from now. Maybe we'll get some and try it out, whatever, because every time I, you know, some stuff I try, and I'll give it a what for, but it's just kind of morphed in. I got a few things that I wouldn't change a whole lot because I'm feeling pretty good. And the seed thing, more down to the cell structure, make it go where so I can be 25.
When you're coping with.
All right, there we go. Joni?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, so we got Donna will go ahead and have the MP3 and the video and everything sent to you in a few hours after I get done editing and end of the show and all that stuff. And then you can do whatever with it. And for the low, 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 low rock bottom, it didn't cost you anything price of, you might want to give me a couple to try.
Of course, I meant to. Uh-huh. I'm bummed that you didn't have it to try before.
Well, no, I just want to, I get, you know, I'm probably the latest thing that we're doing. Our daughter Sierra and the kids got together and gave us a Ninja. And what was the, was there birthdays or something for the Ninja? Yeah, for Donna's birthday. Well, can I use it too? Okay. But the so she makes smoothies for me every day. We added that instead of, you know, just the juice, green juicing. Now in the morning, like right now, I'm sitting here drinking a banana berry, you know, strawberry, banana, and whatever the heck. But it's just concentrated. It's really good. And I'm going, this is way too good. There's probably something wrong with it. So, you know, it's, but I'm like, trust me, you know, if it's, I see her put it in, strawberries, banana, and, you know, a little bit of yogurt. And what else? Is that it, Donna? Strawberries, banana, yogurt, yeah, and some water. Yeah, so I'm, you know, RO water. So we, I get that, and I have some teas. I'm really feeling pretty good. I've been getting up at 4 in the morning every day to go to the gym because it's the only time I can do it. Right. And so I've been doing that. I missed a day. Yesterday I just really hit it hard. My body just kind of, man, you need to get you some rain core kind of whatever and rebuild.
Yes.
But the,
yes.
So I'm interested in doing that because I am, you know, really putting it to it. And I feel really good. And I hadn't lifted hard for probably almost a year. I just got so busy.
Wow.
And I go in spurts, you know, I'll be for 6 months hardcore and then stuff happens. But my schedule filled up so much, Joni, I just couldn't find the time. I just couldn't. And finally, the one last thing is that, damn it, I'm just going to have to get up at 4 in the morning. And I just, that was definitely the last resort, okay? Well, it had to be 4 because the show's at 6 and I got whatever. But the LA Fitness that I go to finally, you know, went to 4. I think it was 5 before or something like that. And last time I checked. So when I go 4, I go, ah, damn it. Now I don't have an excuse. So I've been going, and within a week and a half, I was really sore for like the first week. But right after that, I was right back up within a week and a half. I was at and exceeding my max lifting workout weights that I was a year before.
That's so cool.
So the nutrition had been that we've been building up has, you know, done enough that it was it rebuilt and fixed and rock and roll. So I'm going, okay. So the weight's starting to go off again, and, you know, and I'm feeling better. But, you know, more is always better than not, you know. Plus, we got all the grandkids and the kids, and we want to make sure they get good nutrition.
Right,
and
right.
This one can't have that one, and that can't have, and they won't eat. And kind of, you know, I'm like, you know what? Here's some pace for all of you. Shut up. You know?
Exactly. This is 20 to 40 times what you're going to get in the juice. So you'd have to do 20 to 40 of your juices to get what one of the packs gives.
With all the sugar.
Yeah. And with all the other carbs and everything else that contribute to weight gain. So this ends up having people use, I mean, I've been on it for 3 weeks and a couple of days, and I'm thinner, I look younger, I look better, I feel better, I in the midst of detoxing too, and still a busy life, like maybe even adding more to my life because of it. So now, you know, instead of backing off, I'm just able to do more. So, you know, my weight gain is to do with stress and not sleeping enough, probably like yours, right? So that's really hard on us. This really builds up, like, fast. It helps build it fast. And, you know, one of the things, if you want to just mention it on air, they can do it for 14 days, do 2 packs a day for 14 days, and get their money back if they don't like it. But, I mean, everyone, there's, you know, unless there's some rare situation, everyone's going to love it. So you'll notice something in those first 2 weeks. So,
well, I've been able to replace. Well, that's good to know. But I've been able to replace some of the cost of this stuff because I just, you know, don't have a meal, and Donna's right. Got to rinse out, you know, the blender, you know, instead of doing. But I got to do this and I got to do that. I go, yeah, but I don't see a whole bunch of pots and frying pans that you got to clean. So the I'm really a nutrient. I mean, it's really becoming a big thing. It's just that before, I don't think it was articulated enough, you know, or they didn't have enough quality stuff to do, or it wasn't, you know, there wasn't enough evidence or just people trying or comparing. But we've gotten so unhealthy and so bad a food that all of a sudden that when you get some real nutrition, it's like neon flashing obvious. You're like, got smacked upside the head and you go, damn. And for me, it was joints. And a lot of it is when you did joint therapy on me at Jackalope and so on, I'm going, yeah. And I'll tell you what does it. This is, I mean, I got, you know, evidence of freaking my life. This is what happens. If I have any kind of sugar, if I do a lot of sugar, we have a cake or it's a week of the ice cream of candy of Halloween or something, and you get sugar, immediately it goes straight to where I can feel it the most, the pain in the joints, like sharp, the massage, it's just like an inflammation of something, you know? Yeah. So I go, I can tell right away, and I did, you know, whenever I do it, I know I'm going to pay for it, you know? You have some soda, or so I'm really being conscientious of not sugar. And it comes in the form of, I like raw milk. Well, you got a lot of lactose in there. Then you got, you know, I like orange juice. Well, how many oranges do you got to squeeze to get a big glass of orange juice? So you're just concentrating all the sugar, even though it may be natural or something like that. It's just the more I cut. So Donna, you know, is cutting back on buying the milk. Wean me off of that, you know, like a little baby calf. So, you know, get me off of the sugar. Then we're doing more just water. And it's just, so I'm really, you know, glad. I don't have a...
Let's do a talk on that sometime. Let's do a show on that. You guys can just bring stuff like that up, and I'll answer it.
Yeah, sugar. Well, you know, one thing. Yeah. Did you have anything that you wanted to talk about, the Monsanto thing at all? The march?
Nah, I mean, I didn't.
All right, we got to get to the next hour. I got to get ready for that. But you know, keep me up on this. I'm interested, and in, I'd like to get just to try a couple just to see what's up, and then maybe we'll do another show another time.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Joni. I got to get going.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet. Bye.
Bye.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No fear, but we are relatively concerned. And the one thing that I'm hoping that this show does when we go through a lot of things, we're looking at solutions and the positive aspects of. Because I've been driving around a lot and lately I've been just going around, and it's just really, I found that I just Pandora. You know, I just put in my headset and hit Pandora and give me some classic rock or whatever. Because when I get into the car, Donna's got the radio on, you know, and one of the Monteros that she uses, I've been using it lately. So I go in, radio's on. And I go, okay, get the AM, and I do talk radio, back to Pandora. And it's, be afeared and oh my God, we got a something. There's never really any solutions other than this other candidate, because we're in an election process, is so bad that you got to go out and support this candidate that's not as bad. And I'm like, that's it? That's your solution? How is that voting going to do anything, make me freer if I just go and, just e-write or move somewhere or send my kid to a different school or teach themselves, This is, I really see an awakening coming, and there's a whole bunch of reasons you can say it's manifesting itself. You can see it happen. You can see the, I'm really not so concerned about the future as a species of humanity just learning to be more human. The best things of us. And a lot of things that were bad are always about lack of resources. It's always, I want what they have and I get. But it's not to survive. It's just to look cool. Let's go beat the crap out of that guy to take his sneakers. I mean, where does this come from? Anybody even wonder why? I mean, I can see, some tribe of I'm starving, let's go take and kind of, we didn't want to work hard to be able to eat or shelter or take their, spears or something. But just, so I can look cool, the beads, has that been part of our history? Maybe, I don't know. But I'm hoping that we can advance our way out of this a little bit more to be at least coveting what's a benefit to us, just nutrition, being not too hot, not too cold, not too thirsty, not too hungry, have our health, but you don't see people going to war for health. Well, I guess so. It's called Obamacare. there's a war. And so when you look at the site on Freedom's Phoenix, there's so much stuff there. We have like 50 plus, headlines, articles a day, and it gives you a tapestry. And it's, why did you put that? Because that's what's going on. This is the mindset that this country has about us doing whatever. This NATO thing, the Cold War being heated back up. That's why we'll have, Scott Horton on, give us what, for one of the most popular shows of late, and we got a bunch of downloads, was, well, there are other people, so you don't know who was, I bet it was because of Eric Margolis that we had on last week. That was really popular. And his generation, they, you know, they understand the problem. They live through it and they know the people. But what's the solution? Well, people got to this and wake up and be and kind of, you know, but they don't see the manifestation of that. You know, the Levolution was lost on a lot of these guys until after. You know, they don't see the progression of it going further now in whatever is going on with this Trump thing. You know, and Sanders, I don't see how the Democratic Party is going to survive in its present form or whatever between Sanders and Clinton. Because you have, you know, just it doesn't matter what Sanders' philosophy is, and she's a neocon, so I mean, what's the difference? But, you know, than any other neocon. But Sanders' people are starting to see how screwed up the process is. And that's one thing that Dr. Tamburi is all big about, man. It's the process, the injustice of the process. And I go, yeah, you got the process all set up and legal and right, like Vince Edwards in the first hour. Yep, I filed my paperwork and they didn't do it right. And this kind of, you know, they got the process right, and you're on death row. And so I'm just, the process. I'm done with process. It's philosophy. It's promise. It's branding. The video that I saw over the weekend after we talked to John McAfee. Oh, yeah, John McAfee's, you know, interview went stupid, too. And his whole thing was, you know, let life live. That's his theme. And what was very cool is that he would go through, you know, in this video of what the problems were. And at the end, he's like, so be a libertarian. And he shows Jetpack Man and you know, you got all these great inventions and innovations of, you know, flyboarding and kind of just fun and dancing and just free spirits and Burning Man kind of thing, that he's going to have a party Friday night at the convention, and it's going to be in Orlando, and that's why he wanted me to go so bad. I didn't understand until I saw, you know, the videos and the marketing for what he's going to do, and I'm going, oh, so we're going to party and break the chains, man. Cut the fence. You know, I'm going, all right, so we can do that. Mm-hmm. And he's all about tech, too. Ooh, we're going to Tron it up. So this is the kind of thing that I always wanted to make sure that we brought to the party. I would always say, you know, go to the convention. I'm going, aren't we the Libertarian Party? Well, where's the Libertarian Party party? When is that? Well, they'll have the kind of, you know, sitting around and, you know, sipping cocktails and maybe have a band or a comedian or something. And everybody's, you know, wearing their ties and kind of, really? There's a gentleman, an activist on the LNC and such, Libertarian National Committee, you know, several times. And I think he is now, too. And his name is Starchild. Starchild is a gay porn star, sex worker, whatever, and I think he's bi. I think he prefers women. I don't even know, you know. But I've known him for, God, 20 years, and he is a good-looking guy. He just, you know, he's a sex worker. He's open-minded that way. And in San Francisco, he ran for superintendent of public instruction. So, you know, that was interesting. And he gets, well, in San Francisco, so he gets to have a say. You know, he gets a say, and he's very libertarian, reasonable. You know, philosophically pure. I love the guy. I mean, you know, Starchild is good people. And he always wears, you know, platform, high heel, tutu, leopard skin of his hair with some other friends doing. So early on in the 90s, I go, Starchild, all right, what up, man? Explain it to me. And he goes, man, they just need to lighten up. We just need to, you know, why are we not embracing, you know, let life live kind of thing? I don't know if Starchild is endorsed or who he prefers or not, but you would think that certainly my favorite, Daryl Perry, because he understands the philosophy a lot and he gets it and he's down to skip to the end of no compromise, the libertarian wing of the Libertarian Party. I'm like, freaking A, man, right on. So, but even Daryl's kind of like, yeah, this McAfee thing, man, it's going to be interesting. And McAfee would out-Trump Trump. You know, Trump's like, he's all Mr. Twitter. Well, I tell you what, McAfee, he's one of the early, he's 70 years old now. I would never have known. He's 70, looking good. You know, got all this nutrition thing going on. You know, 70 years old. He, you know, did enough drugs to fill a barge in the day. And he says, no, don't do that anymore. You know, I get it. I'm full up. You know, he's married to a black woman. You know, so that's always, you know, get the attention to somebody. So it's, and I think she was a sex worker. And you don't care. I like her. She's cool. We bond. Peace. You know, we understand each other. And I'm going, wow. You know, if he doesn't live the life and he'll get a lot of attention just for the controversy, you want to out-Trump Trump and get the spotlight? McAfee.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda. But now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
This is your Robertson Roberts Brokerage Daily Precious Metals Update. In early trading Tuesday, gold is down $15 at $1,237 per ounce. Silver is 8 cents lower at $16.35 per ounce. Bitcoin is trading at $445. If you've been waiting for lower prices to buy gold or silver, this is an excellent opportunity to buy on the dip. To find out more, give us a call at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800, 602-264-2800, and now, Ernest Hancock.
Okay, you do? All right, we get more. Yeah, a little bit of Boston always helps start the day. You know, that is, you know, probably the biggest comment. I go, yeah, the music, man, right on. So we're going to, you know, when I get time, we'll be doing some more. All right, now, the one thing that I wanted to go over, there's a couple of things here that will, of course, go off into La La Land. But there is one of the articles at the top of Freedom's Phoenix I found last night. As I go through the stuff, that's, you know, I'm kind of, yeah, I'm going to just, you know, do what I used to do. And it was this. On the weekends, I would take the time and kind of go through and see what innovations there were. It's kind of the beginning of Top Tech News kind of stuff. And I always ask, all right, what's the most recent advancement in energy? You know, what's the news on energy? How, you know, batteries and, you know, production and kind of, you know, energy. So I know electricity is, you know, like a thing. Then I go, all right, what's the innovations in transportation? You know, and then you get into propulsion, you know, like space travel and so on. They are designed, they have now designed a small nuclear engine done by this Taylor kid that, you know, an uber genius, a teenager made his own reactor kind of thing. So the man scooped him up and said, you're working for us now. But he's got a small reactor, but what's going to happen? He's going through the government of they're never going to get it done. So it's kind of like, hey, Elon, you want a nuclear engine for your interplanetary, you put it in the... So this is the kind of... Now, and Russia is already talking about it. They're going, yeah, well, nobody wants to have, you know, nukes up in space, but a reactor that's... That's probably what's going to have to happen, because not only will the reactor, you know, get you there, you're going to need to land and have it there as a power source for your city of whatever the heck. So this is, you have to get over it. There's going to be some type of a nuclear engine that's going to be in the space. So we can, I look at that a little bit. Then, of course, you add food, nutrition, and so on. That's why we talked to Joni a little bit. Then you have, we got propulsion, energy, communications. You know, so I start looking at communications. What I find out, space station has been deploying more CubeSats. You know, they got a whole bunch more CubeSats that are going, and these are, I mean, the site will fit in your hand, and it does the work of big, giant, oh my God, you know, satellites used to before. So you know that we make satellite industry unhappy about that, you know. So not only can you put up a gazillion at one time, you know, they're less expensive when you put them on assembly line. It's not like take some years of a bunch of technicians walking around in white coveralls, spacesuits of building onto whatever. It just comes off an assembly line, 15 gazillion satellites. So then you're going to have, you know, like space junk be an issue, I'm sure. So while I'm doing that, I come across this one, and it was really interesting. I'll go ahead and read this to you. Peek inside Tri-Alpha Energy, a company pursuing the ideal power source. A startup in California has raised $500 million, half a billion dollars, to chase the elusive dream of fusion power. Is this crazy, or is the company on to something? I cannot remember any time that I have ever brought up fusion power to anybody that it wasn't poo-pooed. Ah, that'll never, you never, never. I can't keep track of how many times I heard you'll never, and then they do it. I'm like, you know, so that really, that attitude, the answer is always yes. It's just how much. You know, it's always yes. Is it going to be efficient? It's always yes. Do you really want to do it? It's always yes. You can do stuff, you know, but, and fusion is the power of the sun. You know, you'll have a atomic bomb go on Hiroshima or something, and you have an atomic bomb, and then you go, you need an atomic bomb to set off a thermonuclear bomb, a hydrogen bomb. I mean, that's how powerful an atomic bomb to set off as a detonator for another bomb that turns into the sun on the earth, and all of a sudden everything vaporizes in a gazillion mile area of, oh my God. You know, so I'm going, fusion, lots of power there. So if you can just send in little atom streams of deuterium or heavy water, you know, it's I guess it's just heavy. It's saturated with more hydrogen atoms. That's what it is. It gives you more hydrogen to be able to fuse. And I'm going, okay, that's the best thing. I haven't looked in a long time, so that's off of memory. But it's lots of energy. You got a little sun there. Well, how do you control it? How do you suspend this planet? It's at 40 million degrees Celsius. I mean, it's hotter than the sun, and you got is the sun inside. You got this going. Well, how do you contain that? They talk about China syndrome. It'll melt right through everything. Well, you hold it up with force fields. You know, it's magnetic, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Well, you know, the heat up something. I mean, you making steam? Are you making electrons? What are you making? Probably heat. You know, the steam thing. All right. Unlike fission, which splits atoms apart to generate heat in today's nuclear power plants. Now, this is written by Richard Martin on site. Anyway, it's on Freedom's Phoenix. You can go there and you can see this. Unlike fission, which splits atoms apart to generate heat in today's nuclear power plants, fusion smashes atoms' nuclei together, releasing huge amounts of energy in the process, the same reaction that occurs in the sun. For decades, fusion research has involved large donut-shaped machines called tokamaks, which exert powerful magnetic fields to compress the super-hot plasma that contains the atoms to be fused. Those systems have been fiendishly hard to perfect. The director of the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor Project, which is already years behind schedule, said in April that the fusion reactor would not be switched on until 2025 and would not produce power until at least 2035. God, it must be a government thing. Requiring overruns of more than $5 billion on top of the $17 billion or so that has already been poured in. Tri-Alpha and a handful of other fusion startups are pursuing different designs that could be simpler and less costly. Oh, what, they're not government? Tri-Alpha's setup borrows some of the principles of high-energy particle accelerators, such as the Large Hadron Collider, to fire beams of plasma into a central vessel where the fusion reaction takes place. Last August, the company said it had succeeded in keeping a high-energy plasma stable in the vessel for 5 milliseconds, an infinitesimal instant of time, but enough to show that it could be done indefinitely. Since then, that time has been up to 11.5 milliseconds. Okay, that's not very long, but I mean, you know, hey, then they'll get to 12, and then 24, and then, you know, forever. The next challenge is to make the plasma hot enough for the fusion reaction to generate more energy than is needed to run it. How hot? Something like 3 billion degrees Celsius. Damn. Or 200 times the temperature of the sun's core. Holy crap. No metal on Earth could withstand such a temperature, but because the roiling ball of gas is confined by a powerful electromagnetic field, it doesn't touch the interior of the machine. The photos seen here were taken a few days before Tri Alpha began dismantling the machine to build a much larger, more powerful version that will fully demonstrate the concept. That could lead to a prototype reactor sometime in the 2020s. Fusion reaction. If you look at the guys, I think Paul Allen had something. There's a bunch of gazillionaires. They're just, you know, taking a page from Elon Musk and just, we're just going to do it. We're just going to do it. Do it. Well, you know, how do you get funding for do-it projects? We'll talk about it.
CopBlock has quickly become the top police accountability group in the United States, and maybe even the world. With chapters across the globe, there's probably a group near you that you can join. If not, you can start your own. Besides joining a local CopBlock group, you can also give just $1 a month to the CopBlock network. Your contribution helps support the efforts of those who make CopBlock possible. So please, join the CopBlock network now at copblock.lrn.fm. That's copblock.lrn.fm. LRN.fm is proud to announce our official listening apps for Android and iOS devices. Now you can easily tune into our streams anywhere, anytime on your smartphone or tablet. Just visit apps.lrn.fm or search for LRN.fm in the Android or Apple app stores. Please download, rate us 5 stars, then share the link on your social media and let your friends and family know how you're listening to LRN.fm. Download it now, free, at apps.lrn.fm.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at lrn.fm.
Rhodes? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one. And I believe it could be someday it's going to come. 'Cause out on the edge of darkness, there rides a peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Now I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come.
Yeah, I've been smiling lately. There's a lot of good things are coming.
Could be something good has begun.
Yeah.
Oh, peace train sounding louder. Ride on the peace train.
Yes, get on the peace train. This is, I'm looking at the, today's the last day for online registration for the Libertarian National Convention. And I got to get, like, serious about it and actually do something. So I talked to the state chair, Mike Kilski, here today at 1 o'clock. There's a hearing and I'm going down to that to determine whether it's going to be get a restraining order, a motion to kind of whatever the hell it is to stop the enforcement of the law that they have to make it like impossible for libertarians to get on the ballot this year. Now we're bypassing doing a bunch of crap anyway, and they can suck it. But the this is just out of principle. There is a law firm out of Washington, D.C. that I'm sure it's for the interest of democracy and kind of and Democrats. I mean, this is a Democrat thing. So they're doing the hearing today at 1. I want to go just see what's up. And it'll be interesting. I'll make a decision on a lot of things I do. And if I run for something or do something or play with something or something, you know, after to see what the courts do on this issue. Because I, you know, I'm going, go ahead. I'm much rather them just go, no, you're not allowed to. Okay, good. I like being motivated. Know what I mean? They will pay. I guarantee it. I will be creative in my activism to make sure that what do they want? They want to silence the libertarian philosophy, the voice, the infection into the minds of people are just mandate. So every time they do this kind of stuff, I make sure it's worse from whatever. I mean, if they just left us alone, it'd be kind of, you know, it's all good. But they do this kind of stuff, play this game. I go, you want to play this game? Well, guess what?
I play a totally different game. It's called public opinion. So I'm going to the convention this weekend, invitation. John McAfee's going to wow me. Well, I'm like, all right, he's going to do a rave, a party of kind of, we'll see what happens. Well, at the conventions, you have like the attendee ticket. You get, you know, the 5-day convention pass, including some, you know, breakout sessions in your name and so on, $95. Now, it used to be it was free. If you were a delegate, you got to go in. I think they are charging $50 now just to get some money out of you, because a lot of libertarians are poor and they just, you know, they hitchhike there, get there, they vote and kind of whatever and get rid of the riffraff and $50 or something. You know, a dozen people to a room kind of thing, which is cool. I mean, that's it, you know, whatever. But they keep wanting to try and get some money. So I guess the cheapest attendee ticket, you know, registration packages. I'm wondering. Well, anyway, they have the Saturday presidential debate. You go to the presidential debate. That's another $20. Okay. All right. Well, you probably want to do that. The basic package is, you know, you get like the Thursday reception and, you know, a Saturday presidential debate and everything, $179. So I'm just going, well, I want to go. So I get the $95 and do the presidential debate. That'd be $20. And then you get these bronze packages, this package, that. One of them, they got Friday lunch with Adam Kokesh. I can't wait. Oh, he just sent a thing. He's going to stay here tonight because he's got to leave early in the morning to airline, so he's going to come by. I go, yeah, well, you're out in the RV because I've got 5 grandkids over tonight, you know, so we'll see what he does. Then you have silver package, 5-day convention pass, includes name badge, convention book. You want, don't you want a convention book? You need to have a book. And I'm like, maybe not. Then the gold and this, that. Anyway, it gets up to where the Sunday presidential banquet, $150. I'm like, damn. All right. Now, the presidential banquet, as Donna and I had done this in 08. What a waste of, it's bar and root. Say, no, we're going to raise $40 million. We're going to give us money. I'm like, you know, I just felt so, ew, like I was being BS the whole time. Now, I'm not going to buy that because I don't really care. Unless, if Daryl Perry or McAfee gets me, you know, I might be shelling out me some money to go to this thing just because. This is historical stuff, taking some pictures and everything. Well, that's another thing. Drew Phillips, working with antiwar.com, they came up with a thing that says signs that I gave him some money. You're fine, you need some money to do, make it happen. By Wednesday, before I leave, they're getting me these handheld signs, you know, kind of a little banner, probably be like, I don't know, a foot wide and horizontal, like 2 feet or something like that, just like a strip of a banner that says, I'm already against the next war. Dear President-elect, I'm already against the next war, because Armistice Day is like less than a week after the after the election. So he's going after the election. Then in February, right after inauguration and so on, you know, they're having a big student liberty kind of convention of whatever will be marching on with the petitions of, you know, we don't want. And they got a bunch of photos that they're doing in a montage that makes an image of yada, yada, yada. Well, it starts with people holding that sign. So I'm getting that sign, and that will be my primary job, along with whatever else, other fun I want to have, is getting people just to take pictures with that sign. You know, how many people can I get to hold that? I'm already against the next war. You know, because so now I'm going, okay, I can do that. That's good. I did. You know, you need $100 in Bitcoin. Do it, and I'll take. You know, good. You know, Drew always knows how to get $100 out of me. You know, something cool. So we're doing that. It'll be an antiwar.com thing. We'll have some fun with it. So we're going to do that. At the presidential banquet, when you're talking about whoever got elected, and they're going to tell you why you should give more money, and I'm just, but if it's Daryl Perry or McAfee, I might be interested in going to that. That'll be grins and giggles. So then we got the attendee. You got the presidential debate, and that'll be, what is that? You know, that's $115. So that'll get me in and kind of doing what I really want to do. And then we'll see. Cause I don't like doing a lot of the breakouts and all this kind of stuff because I'd be talking to friends. I'll tell you, the best breakouts is talking to the other activists around the country you haven't seen in a while. They got it going on. Public opinion. Okay. This is one thing I wanted to talk about, this DAO, D-A-O. It is an Ethereum project, or built on Ethereum, which is a operating system for the internet kind of thing. It's you know, I how do you describe? We had the Vitalik Buterin, the head guys on this, you know, came on, but it's I didn't really feel that I got a full understanding. The basic thing is it uses blockchain technology, I believe, in a method by which you can do a lot of things as the operating says, the kind of the foundation for other apps. It's kind of like MadeSafe has their decentralized whatever the heck, and then you build on that. So Ethereum is kind of a competing thing in a different way, you know. And what they do is they have their own cryptocurrency called Ether. Ethereum is like you can convert it at exchanges between Bitcoin and that and everything else and so on. This whole ecostructure that's going on, it's what's going to be the foundation of the safety net for when the fiat dollar and everything else goes to crap. So a lot of these guys that know about this stuff, they're like, we're good. We're over here. Now, what the DAO does is I best can understand it. I listened while I went to the gym yesterday. I listened to like an hour-long Q&A online talking about thing. I get the impression you're not buying stock. You're buying a vote, a token. If you bought shares or stock, then you're getting in the SEC. Kind of, they want to have nothing to do with government. What this does is you vote for what the next focus of the superminds is going to be working on. When we come back, I'm going to read you some of this article to understand. Now, this is by last week. They had already raised $150 million in a month, you know, in less than like 3 weeks. And I'm going, wow, I think probably over a couple of $100 million now. So I'm going to read to you what this is about so you understand just how serious this whole making government obsolete is worldwide.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more fine, a little less fun, a little less fine, a little more smart. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and maybe satisfy me.
Satisfy me, baby! Bill Elvis Presley, always nice. I'm going to, you know, let's look at some of the news today, what's going on. Silver is taking a dump, and so is gold. You know, gold has dropped just today, you know, $15, and which is, it goes up and down, and who cares. But, you know, as it gets lower, it doesn't mean you get to buy some more, but get some. Now, it's been over 17, and it's getting up, and God, is it getting the high 17s there for a little bit? And then all of a sudden, down, boom, 16.22. You know, it's down, so that means it's still down, and buy some more. I really encourage people to buy silver. If you don't want to get into all the brain damage of new cryptocurrencies and how and where and the keep of whatever, I see cryptocurrencies as an opportunity to make a really good return so I can buy more silver. But it's this one thing Donovan was very excited about it up at the Freedom Ranch, and he's telling me about it. And I, you know, did a little bit of research and listened to some stuff, and this is how I get it. What if you had a think tank group of people, super tech geek guys, that said, you know, as a community, we can develop just about anything. It's software, internet of, you know, everything, kind of, we can do it our way. And if you did that, what if you had your own smart house, your own satellite communication with your own satellite, with your neighbors of your own, and then the man doesn't encrypt it and kiss my butt, okay? What if? And you did, I mean, in anything to do with business and software that does not recognize geographical borders, to where you're not going to the State Department for permission of I wish to have a form with somebody from Tehran that is a 13-year-old kid that wants to tell me about and the supplement of the whatever, and I sold on the internet through the, you know, open bazaar of the cryptocurrency of the dark you didn't see, and kind of, and I'm let life live and I'm just doing what I want, and you can't do nothing about it because you don't know anything. There should be software for that. For decentralized internet of communications, software for that. There should be, you know, how we're going to build and do in a project company of a Reddit, and we developed and did the Hyperloop thing. That team that won one of the positions for building a hyperloop vehicle. This is the, you know, vacuumized tube that train goes 700-800 miles an hour from LA to San Francisco that Elon Musk and them are doing. How did they do it? They just came together, a bunch of geek guys on Reddit, said, I know how to do this, and I know how to do this, add this guy and do it, kind of, and it's not. They didn't even meet each other until they went to do the presentation. And they went. Because they didn't need, we know what we need to do. Well, this type of investment in an idea, how do you do that? Well, you got venture capitalists, you got an idea, some guy comes up with a thing, does a white paper, and goes around looking for some money. The Dow is different, okay? This is an interesting, I want to see how this goes. A distributed autonomous organization. What they do is you buy tokens to have a vote and ownership or partnership or something in this, and then you determine with your vote what you want to work on. People will make proposals. I want to do this. I'm an individual for that. Give me a blah, blah, blah. I want to have and kind of, I could do it for development of Freedom's Phoenix or something. I may try that just to, you know, cause, you know, let's go. We're doing this to interface with and kind of, you know, give us some. Well, you know, that'd be interesting. We'll see. So what they do is you vote with your tokens on what project you want the entire infrastructure to work on. What's funded? Well, you got to raise the money first. Well, you get to a couple of $100 million, you might be able to do something. The Dow has become the talk of the digital town since its launch less than a month ago, with nearly $150 million worth of cryptocurrency either raised to date. Of Ether raised to date. Now, Ether is the cryptocurrency. The unusual organization has inspired both passionate supporters and skeptics. In the past week, numerous headlines and op-eds have emerged on the subject of the DAO, Distributed Autonomous Organization, with everyone from bloggers to social media outlets to major media publications weighing in, opinions ranging from unblemished support to critical takes on the big questions surrounding the project. Of course you're going to have trolls. Now, there's going to be some people with legitimate concerns of you're not and you shouldn't, kind of, but it's not going to make any difference. The very people that create this concept, this idea, that community has been waiting for this kind of opportunity, and Ethereum has provided the skeletal framework for them to be able to do something like this. The foundation built, this is what it was done to do. Those things like this. So I'm going, Okay. So you don't need to go to a venture capital. You just need to have a group of people that already raised a couple $100 million and decide what everybody wants to do. Now, when the project is successful, you will already, you know, get part of the benefits by being an owner. I don't know. It's not shares. They don't want to get in this SEC thing and how they benefit a partner of whatever the heck. But Donna's working on getting these guys on so they can explain it to us. So I went through their explanation, so on. I think I asked better questions, to be honest. I'm just like a bunch of geeks talking about how, you know, the uber geekdom of the more geeky. And I go, wait. Let me get this straight. What are you guys doing? Overall, supporters of the project say the DAO ushers in a new mechanism for funding projects and individuals that might otherwise be ignored by the venture capitalist ecosystem, capital ecosystem. Further, they say it represents a radical method for reshaping the digital economy while providing a powerful example of Ethereum's technology in action. Critics aren't as convinced. While acknowledging its novelty, some have taken issue with several aspects of the DAO, including lingering questions about intellectual property rights, economic incentives, and how existing regulation on securities and investment will come into play. Now, they're trying to make sure they stay away from securities issues and all that kind of stuff. Very clear what's up with that. And it's like a high risk, you're going to lose your money, and, you know, we're just going to do this as a concept and get over it. Now, when they do this, they all do it open source intellectual property. They'll go, yeah, well, somebody else could, yeah, so let them. If they think they can do it better. You know, this is all open, and it, you know, belongs to the community of, you know, you can do it better, go do it. These are the guys, you know, who the guys would be to do it better are these guys that are doing it. You know, so it's just, it's a totally different mindset that the entire ecostructure, the entire business climate, the corporations, the monopolistic protections of government, of you can't come to intellectual property, all that stuff just goes away. It's the woo-wah police car in your rearview mirror just further and further back and slips over the horizon and they're gone. This is the kind of stuff that's manifest we keep talking about, and it's hard to for people to grasp the manifestation of this philosophy until it actually is done. You know, Bitcoin was one of those things, a decentralized currency. You have decentralized everything. Decentralized internet, decentralized power is coming online. What do you think it means when you have the Gigafactory of Tesla mass-producing batteries for your home and your car and your projects? And when Warren Buffett does Nevada utilities and said, you can't net meter and do and sell back the grid and kind of, they go, fine, screw you. All the casinos and everything got big giant battery banks and we're just going to go to solar and battery power anyway and light up the lights and screw you. What happens then? Decentralization. So I'm just like, yeah, already Solar City is the largest electrical power producer in the country, which could be the planet, for all I know, the largest. Because the way they lease it, you make payments to them, they put and reduce your energy bill and put their solar panels on your house. You're like, Lisa, it's really theirs. They are an energy company. And I'm going, okay. So the positive points about this Dow thing is that what are you looking at? You know, it's a way of just people going, you know, I want to do that. And you vote and they go, all right, this is the project. Everybody wants to do this fund. And if it's because they're thinking money, they're thinking they're going to benefit from it in some way financially. They're going, you know, we're going to go ahead and do this one project. Why? Because we want to. Why do you want to? Because that might just be they just want to do it. But, you know, a big incentive is if all of a sudden it's Apple. It's Apple computer. It's a new whatever. All the people that had some stake in this gets the reward. So what are they wanting to do? The next big, oh my God, planetary shift in a paradigm of everything. And they got a little piece of something. It reminds me of Forrest Gump, where he goes, yeah, and they invested my money in some fruit company, and it shows them open up the letter, it's Apple. And he goes, well, we don't have to worry about money anymore. One less thing. So all these guys are going to have, you know, one less thing to worry about and being cool while they're at it. Dow, DAO, Ethereum. You know, go look it up. We're going to be doing some more research on it, and we'll share.